It says in Parshas Kiseitse, Kipitul Chav Gimel Pasuk Dalet, Lo Yovoi Amoini Umayovi Bekahal Hashem. Somebody that comes from Amoin or somebody that comes from Moyov cannot come Bekahal Hashem. He cannot be Nichnas Tachas Tekan Feyashchina. Gam Doiras Siri Lo Yovi Lehem Bekahal Hashem Ad Oilom. Anybody that comes from Amoin or anybody that comes from Moyov, Gam Doiras Siri Afil the center door. Till the tenth door cannot come to Kahal Hashem. Favoshtein Pasik al Gvana Shaloi Kidmu Eschem Belechem Ubamayim. When Klal Yisrael was running, and we were running out of Mitzrayim, we were going through the Midbar, we had to go to Eretz Yisrael. When we passed by the nations of Amin and Moav, they didn't come out to us with us. Biderech B'teischem in Mitzrayim, on the way when we were Mitzrayim and we were Famatit, they didn't come out to give us to eat, but Lechem Ubamayim. And not only that, Asher Sochar Olecho Es Bilam Ben Ba'orim Mipsoy Adam Naharayim Lekal Olecho. Not only didn't they give us to eat and to drink when we needed it, but they were Soicha, the grace of Rosha. Bilam Ben Ba'orim, they had the Koyach of Ayin Hora, with a Shekcha Koyach of Kishuf. Who knows what he could have done to Klal Yisrael. And we bowed Amin and Moyav, they did these tremendous Avedis. They didn't give us to eat Lechem or Mayim, V'loi Oy, they were Soicha, Bilam Ben Ba'orim, Lekal Olecho, we bowed did that. So therefore, lo yovei amoini mayovi bekal Hashem. They can never come into Klal Yisrael. The only ones that is exalted tak is only on the zecholim. Then the kavus of amen amoyev amuta, but a zochah from amen amoyev cannot come into Klal Yisrael. V'chodet up v'fashtein, the tachlis of the whole bria. Why did the Yevusha create the world? The Yevusha created the world only kedei that there should be Klal Yisrael. That we should be megala to the whole bria that there's an Eibush in the veld. The Eibush doesn't need a veld. Now he made a veld because he's Ratzel Ahetiv. He made a beautiful bria for us. And who's the one that shows to the whole bria that there's such a thing as the Eibush there? And that he's the Melech El Chai V'Kayom. He's the one that exists forever and the one that gives chiyus to the ganze veld. It's only Klal Yisrael. And every guy that comes into Klal Yisrael, every guy, we teach him that. And we teach him the whole thing about Amunas Hashem. So why should there be such a moyedik or oynish on the people that come from Amin and Moav, and that Amin and Moav can never come into Klal Yisrael? Any other nation that wants can come into Klal Yisrael. Mitzri after the third door can come, Adoimi after the third door can come into Klal Yisrael. But Amin and Moav can't come in Lechayda. Why do they get this terrible oynish? The tachlis of the Bri is Klal Yisrael. And if a guy wants to talk, we don't have no missionaries. All other nations have missionaries. Klal Yisrael doesn't have any missionaries. But if a guy wants to come and his actions are chaynech v'lzen ayid, so you're supposed to be makabel the guy. You're supposed to be favos. He sees the light, he sees the emes. And Abu Vikain, if he comes from Amin Amoyev, Tom and Emnis and Ein Lozen. L'chayde dafen fashtein, what did Amin Amoyev do so geferlich? What was the tremendous chet of Amin Amoyev that he did that we don't let him into Klal Yisrael? V'lo yoyid, they're not mechuyev to give us tzedakah. When Klal Yisrael was running out of Mitzrayim, we had to go on the Ala Derech, and we were going on the way to Eretz Yisrael. To them was the achiyev, is that from the Zayin B'nai Noyach, that every guy is mechuyev to help Klal Yisrael on the way in the Derech? They're not mechuyev. If you want to go out from this country, you want to go to the next country, geigus unto aid. We're not mechuyev to support you. So Ibe say, what's the whole taina to Amin and Moav that they went and Ashaloi kidmu lechem, they didn't give you belechem or b'mayim. L'chayda, what's the gefelech ha'aveda? They're not mechuyev to do as a certain zach. A different pella is mamash ha'pliya noida. If you take a look right there in the pasuk, it says a few psukim later. It shouldn't be umvedik, it shouldn't be disgusting to you, somebody from Edom, why? Because he's your brother, Esav and Yanker, the brothers. Don't be Messiah, don't push away the Mitzri, ki geir ha yisa ba'artzai. Bonim asher yavodu lehem, dirti shlishi yavu lehem mekal Hashem. If somebody comes from Edom, or somebody comes from Mitzri, if to the third door you have to accept him into Klal Yisrael. Shtelzah b'kasha favos. Mitzriim were the ones that did such moiridiki enuyim to Klal Yisrael. What they did to the Yidden, they hurt the Yidden, they were at Tzeach, they were Ma'ane, they hurt so much Klal Yisrael. We were there under them in such a bitter golas. Ad kere kach, the Medish tells us that when the Eibusha took us out of Mitzrayim, it was b'chipozen. What was the b'chipozen? It was in a rush, because it says a Chazal. That if Klal Yisrael would have been in Mitzrayim just for one more minute, we never would have gotten out of there. We would have been in Memtes Sharei Tumah. We would have gone into Nun Sharei Tumah. It would have been Geferlich and never would have gotten out. So L'chayde the Mitzrayim were Asach Asach Eger from Amin Amoyov. And here the Pasuk tells us that what? That after the third door you have to accept the Mitzri. Why should you accept the Mitzri after the third door? L'chayde the much, much worse. And the Pasuk tells us, Havaz ki geir ha'yis ba'artzoy, because you once happened to live over there by Mitzrayim, therefore you have to owe them ha'akaras ha'toyv. L'chor the v'fash statement is l'chor the mitzvim or the emissary of Shoyim Arurim. They were the ones that tortured Klal Yisrael. And after became, we have to accept them after the third dirt. And Amin Amayim, they didn't do any gibbles chasodim, they didn't come out b'lacham of Amayim. And after became, they never let them be into Klal Yisrael. What's the word? In order to understand this, we have to look at a more deeper blick, what happened in Mitzrayim. And let's take a look what happened to the Yidin in Mitzrayim. And then we'll see the chilik favos ayid. Favos ayid is mechuyev to let the mitzvah to come in after the third door, and why Amin Amayev can never come into Klal Yisrael. If you remember in the Maisa of Yosef, after the Cholom, and Yosef HaTzadik comes out, and he becomes the Mishnah Lamelech to Pari Mitzrayim. What did the Yid do for the Mitzrayim? Let's take a look. How much did the Jew service the Mitzrayim? How much did the Yid, the Yisraeli, how much did he help the Mitzrayim? And then let's take a look what the Mitzrayim paid back the Yid. We know that Yosef was Mechalkil Mitzrayim. He was Mesadeh, the whole economy for Mitzrayim. All the economics was totally in Yosef. He told Ravek, he told them what they should plant and how they should plant it. When they had the Gezeira of the whole Velt, had the Gezeira of the hunger. This was from the 10 hungers in the Velt that was Yordu La'olam. Yosef had Ravek, he told Mitzrayim, at Geratim, the ganze Mitzrayim. And not only that, but Yosef was such a muddy good mensch. It says in the Pasuk that Yosef, he was mekabitz all the money. And what did he do with all the money? He didn't take it into his bank account. That's mikurub. Shteitach and Chazal name, Yosef didn't have any tithes at the moment. The Milas Hamidah speaks about it. Yosef took all the money and he gave it to Pari, that Pari should have the money. So take a look what a gevaldik year that was. Not only to get out of it Mitzrayim, and he told him what to plant, and after all those plants, Taka didn't come out. Yosef gave him from his zachar, and he bought them, and he bought the behemoths, and he bought everything, the admas, all the admas of Mitzrayim, he gave everything over to Pari. Yosef did all that, and he gave everything to Pari. So look at the gevaldik zach that the year did for the Mitzrayim. And not only that, but if you take a look in Bereshis, in Kapitel Mem Hei Pasuk Tezayin, it says that afterwards, V'hakrol Nishma Beis Pari Lema Bo Acha Yosef V'yitav Bene Pari Bene Avodov. Pari was so happy that he found out these are the famous Yidden he heard about, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov. And this is an Einer, this is one of the children, this is Yosef. This happens to be one of the children, these are the brothers. It was V'yitav Bene Pari. They were so happy that the Yidden came down to Mitzrayim. And not only that, in Pasuk Yud-Zayin it says, Pari told Yosef, tell all your brothers they should bring everything. They should leave Eretz Canaan and they should come. G'chuas avichem ves botechem bo elai. Come to us. Ve'et lechem es tuv Eretz Mitzrayim. I'll give you the best of chelik from Mitzrayim. Because Pari realized what it means, chelik yidden. He realized what it means. He saw the grace of Chochem. The grace of Chochem from Yosef HaTzadik. He said that he was a ish Chochem ha'oid. And Pari realized that, and he realized who Yosef was, and he knew who Yankov was. And he knew from the Moiditika Maises that we once spoke about, the Gevura Neiro from the Acha Yosef. And Vival Pari knew that he was so happy to have these Yidden to be there, and the Yidden to help out the Mitzrayim. And it says, and he told him that, I'm giving you the best Techerik merits Mitzrayim. So you see that Mitzrayim was so happy, and the Avodavim was so happy, and the people from Mitzrayim were so happy. That the Yidden came down. So L'chayda, take a look how good the Yidden were from Mitzrayim. They set up Mitzrayim the way it was supposed to be set up. V'loyoy, same as Havekishtel, Mamish, that they should have what to eat, and they to give all the Ubois HaOilim what to eat. Everybody came to buy. And not only that, Yosef gave all the money to Pari, and not only that, when Yankov came down, they were so happy. V'loyoy, Yankov Avinu had to bench Pari, he benched Pari. That when Pari pierces the Nilus should come up to give cover to Pari and to be masked the whole Eretz Mitzrayim. It was a muri dikanes noira every time such a thing happened. And where did that happen? That only happened from the bracha from Yankov. So because of Yankov Avinu's bracha, the ganze Mitzrayim had the irrigation, everything, had all the fields, had what to drink. It was such a muri dikamaton, umvet dos giton, das at Yankov Avinu giton. So take a look how much the Yid gave so much to Mitzrayim, nochamol. And then if you take a look at Filu at the end of the Maisim Vayichi, in Kapitel Nun, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says that by the grace of by Avelus of Mitzrayim, it says when Yankov Avinu was nifta vaya Yosef Aknani is a evil begoyde na otot. The sort of moide the Avelus that's going on. Vayoynu evil covered zel Mitzrayim. Gans Mitzrayim was being misabel when Yankov Avinu left the veld. They realized Vosses meant Yankov Avinu, and not only that, it says all the Chazals speak about the moide the covered Yankov had. And all the Umas Olim, they went, they took the crowns and they put it down, the crown by Yankov Avinu's Olim. And Yosef, everybody did it, and Yosef and Pari, everybody gave the crowns down to Yankov, to Yaakov Avinu als a gewaltige Kovid. And all through the Pesukim it says the Moira Dika Kovid and what the Eivul Godel was Ha'il Mitzrayim. So you see from all these Makaris that Mitzrayim had a Moira Dika Liebschaft to the Yid. They realized gewaltig that the Yid had say Avekestel and they gave Moira Dika Kovid to Yosef and Moira Dika Kovid to Yaakov. Oy, so let's take a look how the Mitzrayim paid back. It says in the Pesukim right in the beginning, in Bereshis, in Shema, it's right at the beginning, Kapitel Aleph, Pesuk Ches, Vayokom Melech Chodesh HaMitzrayim, Shlo Yodes Yosef. So the Chazal tells us, what do you mean, Shlo Yodes Yosef? Of course he knew Yosef. He was friends with Yosef, he was the Mishnah LeMelech. And the Chazal say that here's where we see the Shrekel Chamidis, the Shrekel Chamidis that Parai had. Ad Kerei Kach, in the Medish Tillim it says, Omer Ablechya, Omer Ablevi, Arurim Heim HaRishoyim, Gesholten soll sein der Rishoyim. Shei mekaymen eitz al Yisrael v'chol echad v'echad oim ha'atzosi yofa ma'atzoscho. All the Rishoyim, what do you think they do in the United Nations? That's exactly what they do at this moment when we're sitting here. Those two nalad goyim in the United Nations, that's it. They always did it. All the Umas Oilem do it. They sit and they zuch eitzes. How can we figure out how can we kill the Jew? So listen what the Rab Lechi says, Arurim ha'Rishoyim. He says, Esav Omad, he said, Shoyta ha'ya Kayin. Kayin was an idiot, Favos. Shahoreg Hevel b'chay Oviv. He killed Hevel when his father was alive. Doesn't he know that his father's going to get married? Vaitel will bring Shais into the world. So what did Cain gain by when he killed Hevel? Ani ain't the Oisik Cain. Elo Yikrevu Yimei Ovil Ovi. I'm going to wait till my father dies and then afterwards I'll kill Yankov. So Esav said, this is my Chochmah. Pari Oimad, Pari Gizak Nain. Pari Oimad, Shaita Ya Esav. Esav was an idiot. Sha'oma came because he said that. Vloya Yadea Sha'ochim Paravid Ovil. Yaakov Avinu is going to have a lot of children and B'chai Ovid and it's going to go weiter and weiter and the Klai Yisrael is going to exist and he ain't Oisikain Ella Adahain Dikikin Dukhois Kursaya Deimoin Anomachin Elohim. When Klai Yisrael with the still, as soon as they're getting born I'm going to get them, I'm going to kill them as soon as they're getting born and that'll be my Yetzer. And then it goes weiter what Haman HaRasha said Pari was a Shoit and then Goyga Mogad says that everybody else was a Shoit, everybody has the best Yetzer. Zok de medesh hoven is chak beloy. Pari zelt is chavek with all this grace advisors. Let's find an eitzah. How can we kill the Jew? The Jew who is going to exist. Nay, we have to annihilate the Jew. Hitler tried it. Haman tried it. Nebuchadnezzar tried it. They all tried to figure out eitzahs. How can we kill the Yid? How can we kill the Yid? This is what a mitzvah pays back. We shtel avek Mitzrayim. Everything what Mitzrayim is, adayom azaz, adank Yosef. Yosef atzadik, adank Yankov Avinu. Adank the Yid, and we gave them everything. And this is the way they pay us back. If you take a look right in the pasuk, it says, Hoven is chak maloi. And the Medrash darshens what hoven is chak maloi, how many chokhmas did you try to do to try to kill the Yid? V'loi, if you take a look in pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'forech. So the Chazal say, what does it mean b'forech? They said they made him do work ein lo kitzvah. Like suppose you would tell a person, I want you to keep washing the window for 24 hours. Keep on washing. And l'choyr, it's clean already. What else do you want? Nay, they made him do work that just never stopped. With no tellus, he just forced labor. Work, work, work. Bring the bricks from here to here. Now bring them back from here to there. Just make them do four. That was b'forech. V'loyoy, the Chazal say, v'yimoru es chayeyem. What's mean v'yimoru? So the Medrash says there are four things that make a person bitter. Atzidas vladav, if somebody doesn't have any children. Shikul bonim, if somebody chas v'shom loses his children. Shviras alev, if somebody's heart is broken, it's vayimoru. Chaloyim roim, when somebody gets very sick, it's vayimoru. Dash in the medish, what did the mitzvim do? They made the yidden become sick. They killed their children. They broke the hearts. They made it that they shouldn't get married, so they shouldn't have any children. All these things the mitzvim did. This is the way a goy pays back a yid. We gave them everything, and this is the way they pay us back. If you take a look in Pasuk Tazayin, it says, Vayoyim HaPari tells him, Bialetchem se ivri yoytsu li'isim alav noyim ben hu vamitim oysoy, vim basi v'choyim. Pari the Rosh, that sadist, you know what he told those two ladies, he told them to do, that when the Yisrael, when every time a Yiddish Obama gives birth, you know what you should do to the Yisrael? The Medrash says, you should take the finger and push it by the nose, snuff up the nose and the mouth so the kid suffocates to death. That's how you should kill him. Pari de Rosh, this is what he told him. Cold-blooded murder. Take a little kid as soon as he's born. He'll close his mouth and bend his nose. Put your finger there that the kid can't breathe. And that's what he was machaydan to do. Avada, they didn't do it. This cold-blooded murderer. V'loyed, it didn't help that Stanikni Pari saw. That Oyvei, that Nain Mashiach Yisrael is going to be born. So what did he do? So Pari made Nochak say that Nain, every single mitzvah, he has to do the same to his kid. Kol ha-ben ha-yilod ha-yoyed ha-shichu. They made it, you have to suffocate the kids, and if you can't do that, throw them into the teich, but kill every single zohar. Is this Paray such a, he was such a rush and such a sadist. At the end of the Seder Shemayis, it says in Kapitel Hey that he made them do Vaita, they made them do the bricks. And he made them do the bricks without any Tevin, and they had no way to make the bricks. How could a Yid make bricks without Tevin? And it says in the Medeshur, the Yid went out to the forest, and he went to take a few pieces of Tevin today to make a bricks. If the Mitzi saw him, he went and he hit him on his thighs and broke his feet in half. He didn't let the Yid go. Go make the bricks without any Tevin. It was impossible. They were terrorizing the Yidin. All these mices of sadism that Pari did, that Rosha Marusha. He's called Pari HaRosha in the Chazal. He's called in the Midrashim Pari HaRosha. This is the way the guy pays back the Yid. And Afo became the Pli Atzumis. The Yidin did so much for Pari, and Afo became, it says in the Pasuk, Afo became, this is the way Pari paid us back. And we see Afo became, the Pasuk says, Kigeri Yisiba Atzai. The Torah is like this. There's one midah that's the most important midah, and I'll tell you in Pashat the language. You know what that is? And the whole world is telling you this. The Ikrim says, if not for this midah, the world would be bottled. The world could exist with Bali Gaivinik. You're Bali Gaivinik, okay, you have a midah problem, too bad. But there's one midah, the Ikrim says, if there's no, this midah is not developed, the world won't exist. And that's Kofik Toy. If you don't know how to say thank you, you're finished. Every single person has to say thank you to somebody that does a mitzvah. From here we see Adova Noir of the Nifla Mamish. Look what the Yidden did to Mitzvahim, and look what the Mitzvahim paid back the Yid. They tortured them, they killed them, they ripped them apart limb by limb. They took the Yiddish kinder, they put them into the bricks. The Yidden didn't have any tevin. So what did he do? They had to make chaimah to fill it up. So they put Yiddish kinder to the bricks of the Mitzvahim. He's such sadism, such vicious Noir. How could you take such a mitzvah? A guy that his zayd is from a mitzvah, you take him into Klai Yisrael. Zoktun's the pasuk after the third day, you have to take him in. Favos ki geir ha yisiv ha'artzoi. Zokrashi, vos men ki geir ha yisiv ha'artzoi. Zokrashi, why? Because vi bal. Ma tam shahoy lechem achsanya b'shas hatchak. Afal pi kein. Vi bal, you lived in Mitzrayim, you owe him a thank you. What do you mean we owe him a thank you? They tortured us there. You lived in Mitzrayim a few years. 210 years of your time, tell the guy thank you. That's the clown. That's the beginning and that's the end of a Yid, and that's where a Yid on a Goy is Neschalik. A Yid knows how to say thank you. If you know how to say thank you, Bista Yid. If you can't say thank you, a guy does you a favor and you stab him in the back, Bista Amoini. You're a Mayovi, you don't belong in Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael can't accept such a person. Avo became Be'etzem Mitzrim Kumzen Dezelba Einish. But if you're about, we owe them a thank for our found. We lived there. So we lived in the concentration camp. We lived in Germany. We owe them a thank you. It's such a shrek of chazach to say, but this is what the Pasuk says. A Yid owes a different Yid, owes a filu a goya thank you. I'll soon show you Moiridikim a Kurdish in the Shla Kurdish. Moiridikim from the Alder from Sabot Kibli Nether, from the Alder from Kelm, how they bring out what it means, Hakurdish Hatoy. What does it mean when you to say thank you? Every single goy can come into Yiddish gate. We let the goy in, except Amoini and Mayovi. And we'll soon explain you why. If you take a look in this week's Sedra, in Yisroi, Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, you ever think about this, it's half of a fellow. You know that Kol HaToyra Kula is Nichlal in the Seres HaDibris. And the whole Torah and the Seres HaDibris are Nichlal in the first Dibra, in the first one from the Seres HaDibris. Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. Why is a Yid Mechuyiv to believe Anoichi Hashem Lekecha? You know why? I took you out of Mitzrayim. Say thank you. That's all. That's what Rashi says. Anoichi Hashem Alekecho, Asher Tzitzichem Eretz Mitzrayim, Zok Rashi, Kedai Hiyo Haetzo, Shetir Meshubodim Li. You mechuyev to become a from a Yid. Why? Because the Yevishah did you a toivah. The Yevishah took you out of Mitzrayim. Anoichi Hashem Alekecho, Asher Tzitzichem Eretz Mitzrayim. You're not mechuyev to have a moon because you're a Geis Abal Mekubel. You mechuyev to believe and thank the Yevishah. And do everything up in Yiddish gate. Why? Because the Eibishter took you out of Mitzrayim. That's called Hakaras HaToyv. That's the Aleph of a Yid. A Yid knows the Midah that when somebody does you a Toivah, turn around and say thank you. Thank you for the Toivah. If you realize that the Eibishter took you out of Mitzrayim, turn around to the Eibishter, the Bein Shalom, thank you for taking me out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to be a from a Yid. I'm going to be Mekayim to Tayag Mitzvahs. I'll be Mekayim to Rabbonos. I'll be Mekayim to Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. I'll be Mekayim to Mishabru Favos. You took me out of Mitzrayim. I owe you everything. The Ramban explains that these two brothers, Amin and Moyav, there were two brothers from the fathers. Amin and Moyav, you owe the Yid and Moyav the Kaharas HaToyv. If you take a look in Bereishis, Yudalit, Pasuk Tezayin, it says, Vayoshev es kol hanuchush v'gamis loit ochiv uruchush ha'eshe v'gamis hanoshev es ha'om. Who was the one that fought mamish? The four kings were fighting against the five. And the four won. And then Vayovi Apollot, and he told Avraham Avinu that loit was gechap. Who was the one that went on Messias Nevesh, not get out of it, loit, and wiped out all those people, millions of people? That was Avraham Avinu. He did it single-handedly together with his Eliezer and Avraham, two people that feared Melchama. Who was loit or Moirid Karas HaToiv? Loit, you were Moirid Karas HaToiv because Avraham Avinu saved you. And not only that, if you take him, Bereishis, you test. Bereishis, you test, weiter in the, by Amalek, by the Pasha of Sodom. It says, Vayhi b'shachas elikimis ori hakikol. Vayisker elikimis Avram, the Abish to remember that Avram, Vayishalach as loit metoicha hafeicha b'hafeicha sa'olim asha yoshim am loit. Why did the Abish save loit? Why did the Abish take him out of this hafeicha? Only because Vayisker elikimis Avram. So loit, your children, oh, Klal Yisrael amori dekakaras hatoiv. You owe Avram of you amori dekakaras hatoiv. How come when the Yid goes out of Mitzrayim, when they're hungry and they're tired and they're thirsty, you don't go in front of them and give them something to eat and something to drink? Vibalt, you don't have the mid of Akkaras HaTov, you don't belong in Klal Yisrael. You'll never walk into Klal Yisrael. Ad Oilom, Gam Dor Yassidi, Afilu Atent Dor, from Amin Amoyev. You have no shaykhets because if you're somebody that can't say thank you, you're not in Klal Yisrael. You don't belong in Klal Yisrael. See, for me, it's such a murid tikazach, that's why the Ramban teaches. And not only that you didn't give any Akkaras HaTov. But not only that, but you went against them. And you were soicha bilum lekaleleko. L'choyri your old Klal Yisrael amoyri dika akkaras hatoiv. They help you and they save you. Avraham Avinu was the one that saved your father years before. How could you not owe it to Klal Yisrael? And be'etzim, if the Mitzriim Taka should have had the same onus, but if not that, we owe the Mitzri a thank you because they were there for 210 years, then the Mitzri also wouldn't come to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, listen to this. Moshe Rabbeinu saved the Techta from it says in Fredish in the Chazal, that when the Bnei Yisrael went, that the Rayim came over there and they wanted to do Avedis, they wanted to throw them into the Mamish, into, it says Tak in the Chazal, that they took the Bnei Yisrael and they threw them into the water. So what did Moshe do? Moshe went, and he was very strong, he was a giver, he went and he helped out, and he took out the Bnei Yisrael, and he saved the lives from the Rayim. So what did Yisrael said? Bring him and give him the lamb. Let's bring the man in, let's give him something to eat, the person is such a Moshe Matana. So Yisrael, what he did, Moshe to Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave him something to eat. Years and years later, the Medrash tells us that when Shaul HaMelech went to wipe out Amalek, there were the Canaan were over there. The great-grandchildren, Mamish, the great-great-great-grandchildren from Yisrael were over there. And they were really in the same area of Amalek. And Al Pidin, they were supposed to get killed out together with Amalek. But the Pasuk says, hey, this name. Because Shaul HaMelech says, Vibalt, you once did a murder to come out to Klal Yisrael. So we owe you a murder to get toy, but we won't kill you. First, go away. He parted enough from the people from Amalek. So we can just kill out Amalek and not you. So the Chazal is, where do you see that the great-grandchildren of Yisrael did a murder to Klal Yisrael? So the Chazal tell us, about years before, Yisrael went and he gave Moshe Rabbeinu a piece of bread. If you give Moshe Rabbeinu matana, if you give 1 year of matana, it's like you give Gans Klal Yisrael matana, we owe him a Karas HaTov L'Toyus. You see from here, murder to Kazakh, Be'etzim in the Muhammad, Pitach Sisi Muhammad, those people were supposed to get killed just like the Amalekim was supposed to get killed. But we Mizani Yidin, and we know that to Unzer Zayda, these people Zayda did a murder to Matana to Unzer Zayda. Unzer Zayda, Moshe Rabbeinu once was hungry and they gave him a piece of lechem, Kirlo Vyach lechem. And Moshe Rabbeinu ate the piece of bread. Vibalt Moshe Rabbeinu ate the bread, so we owe a murder to Kakaras HaFev to Yisrael. So Be'etzim, even though Yisrael's children were supposed to get killed, Vibalt Mizani Yidin, Mevesim was made Kakaras HaFev. And because of that, Akkaras HaToiv, so therefore we told the Canaan, go away from Amalek, go away Amalek, because we owe Amalek Akkaras HaToiv to the children of Yisrael. The Zelbazach, the Chazal told us Amalek Akkazach, listen to this, Il Moli Mikra Kosov Yev Shalom, if the Pasuk wouldn't say this before, you're not allowed to say such a thing out of your mouth. The Pasuk tells us that the Abishu was Mitzavim, Moshe Rabbeinu, go to Mitzrayim, take out my Nekinah from Mitzrayim, they're suffering Ad Lahafli. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu says, Oh, my Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, Mipnei shekiblani Yisrael, Vibalt Yisrael accepted me, Upasach li Beisi, and he accepted me, and he opened up the door of the house, and I lived in his house. Vani imoy kibenich azevi akin tzeem, Umi shepaseach Beisi lechaveli nafshichai alor. If somebody opens up a door to his house and you bring somebody to your house, I owe him my life, said Moshe to the Eibishter. He says, I can't go out to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Vayelech Moshe vayoshev al yesach chosnoi, I have to have permission for my shver.
stellt sich der Kass doch neuer vor ihr Mammisch, neuer! Die Eberse tells Moshe, oi, die Eberse, tells Moshe, go and take the Yudarim Tzayim. So, Moshe, hat Zeit, ich denke, ich kenne dich. Wie bald mein Schwer gave me once, he took me into the house, he gives me to eat, he gives me kiss. So, therefore, I can't take the Yudarim Tzayim until I get his insurance. What kind of date is that? The Teretz is, dosa da Aluf na Yid. The Aluf na Yid is HaKoros HaToy. That even if the Eberse sends you, it's nish mevi in a soyin. You have to show the Eberse, the boy nishlodim. Ich bin a mensch, a make toy. The Balt Yisrael gave me something. He took me into his house. He was Paseach Beisel Chaveri. Nafshar Chayav Loi. I can't leave without his permission. And the Eibshah told him, go to Yisrael, get your permission, and then go back to Mitzrayim. Go back to Mitzrayim and take out the Yidden. We see the same midah by Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, when he went over to the Bnei Ches, when Avram Avinu's sorrow was nifted, and Avram Avinu Lechoy, when a person's old Eibshah stopped eating, he loses his wife. How much Shivra and Lev and how Tzibrochen is a person? And Avram Avinu goes over to the Bnei Ches, and who is Avram? They told him to see Alekim Atav Esachenu. You're an Osi Alekim. They realized who Avram Avinu was. And not only that, it says in the Chazal, the Rashi brings in the Chumash, Vayokum, it says, Vayokum, stay Ephraim. And once Avram Avinu bought the field, it's stay Ephraim was Vayokum, had a moedit the Ketukuma, everybody said, ooh, this is Avram Avinu's field. Until now, it was only stay Ephraim. But now it's Avram Avinu's field. Avram Avinu gave him 400 shkolim. I once made a cheshbon with a blazer Koopman in Lakewood. Once we were learning Bab Metzia, we came to that Omid, and I asked him to figure out how the money, the monetary value of what the shkolim are worth from then to now, what they're worth now, Benegate to Pidgin Aben. We figured it out that Avram Avinu gave over $10 million, $10 million, gold cash. He gave him coins, gold. It's half of a fella. Yitirim Alis. He's the Nasir like Kim Besachenu. He's Vayokal. Anybody knows who this is, Avram Avinu's field. And he gives over $10 million. And what happens in the Pasha? 10 times Avram Avinu bowed down to the floor. Bowed down to Bnei Ches. Nochem al Bnei Ches. And he bows down. And he bows down. He calls him Bnei Ches. But the Gresta Derechez. Havos Avram Avinu's Maketoy. He's giving them the Moritz and Machpela. Ephraim and the Bnei Ches are giving them us, even if he pays for it. Even if Avram Avinu's a God Ladur. You owe the person our Kodesh HaToy. Say thank you. And the Chazal tell us, on the Pasuk Ashalo Yodas Yosei, to say the Chazal Omer above and above, and Zatamir the Gezach, by the person that says Ashalo Yodas Yosei, he's the one that says Lo Yadati Es Hashem. Parav, Yochem Alechodesh, Ashalo Yodas Yosef, I don't know who Yosef is. If you're a person that's Koife B'Toivosei Shal Chaveroi, Soifa Atalia is Koife B'Toivosei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're a person that has no in you, you have no heart in you, to say thank you to somebody, to your friend, your chas v'sholom, you'll end up being koyfe to the Eibishter. And Zotun's the Medish, why did Paddy's use a oystick? Well, your dad is Hashem. I don't know the Eibishter. Agam Paddy was a chochem godel, Zotun Ramban, because he had midador. It was a shalom yodas yosef. He couldn't have any akoras atoy. And Vibal Paddy said a shalom yodas yosef, therefore he says, lo yadati es Hashem. The Chazal, the Alta from Slobodka says, that if somebody's not my, he says a mulli, the Alta v'Sabati was a good year, he always used to say l'toy. But here he says a mulli dike sharf oizdik. He says somebody that's not market toy is chaveidoy. Such a person is not market toy is shalak kodesh baruch hu. And such a person is not market that is an eivishter. And such a person chas v'shom needs misa. And that was the gzeirah mitzvim. Vayokim el chodesh l'yodas yosef, we had to annihilate the ganze Mitzrayim, where is yahakodesh atoy. The Yidden did so much for you, they stole away the ganze Mitzrayim. Yosef and Yankov, and this is the way you acted, mashallah yodas Yosef, so we have to get rid of them. The Shlach HaKadosh tells us a moly de gezach. In Bereshit Kapitel Mem Zayin Posik Chov Beis, it says in the Posik, Rak Admas HaKahanim Loikono. When Yosef HaTzadik was stelling avek Mitzriim for their own good, what did he do? He put all the people, he made them all avodim, and all the fields and everything, except Rak Admas HaKahanim Loikono. The Admas HaKahanim from the Galochim, the Treif Galochim, name, this he didn't buy, he said, this belongs to you, this stays with you, we'll give you the food even if you don't sell your karka. Frek the Shlach HaKadosh, why did Yosef do it? Mamonosho. If Yosef's interested to give everything to Pari, let him give the Admas HaKahanim also. Have the Admas HaKahanim also Meshuv with the Pari. Zok the Shlach HaKadosh Hadov Anoyri V'Nifna. Years before this, just a little while before this, 2 years, what was it, when the Maisa Eishas Potiphera, when he was holding tight, it was in all the court cases, and the ganze trouble against Yosef, all the newspapers, was Yosef Yemezana, was he not Mezana, was Eishas Potiphera, and there was a Mulli de Ganes with a claim Yingala that never could speak, and he started speaking, all of a sudden he said Nain, and he told over the whole Maisa what happened, and Yosef never, and if the Galochim realized, Taka, that Yosef is Gerech, they will matzal him for Misa. But Yosef Gizok, Vibald, you saved me, I owe you back a favor. And therefore he paid him back the favor over here. The Shlach HaKadosh says, listen to this lashon. Tzorich ha'odam shaloi liyos kofa toiv yishalim toiv v'tachas toiv v'afilu l'goy. A person is supposed to be market toiv, and you're supposed to pay a favor for a favor, even to a guy. Hakoimrim shamitzriim also toiv liyosef. The koimrim mitzriim did a toiv liyosef kashah yadinai bifneihem be inyan eishes potifera. When the Kohenim realized that Moshe, that everything is gerecht mit Yosef, he tzilu Yosef imoves. Therefore, gam ken over here, he was hated by Mohen. Therefore, he paid them back a toivah. You see, for me, I'm moved to kazach vi vayt get the midas hakol satoiv. Amenu moyov, vi bald amenu moyov zotram ban. Vi bald you people, you two brothers, amenu moyov, you didn't have any seichel to give hakol satoiv. This Avram Avinu was moiled thousands of children yidden. You owe all these children a thanks. Why? Because that Alta Avram Avinu had to get out of it. Had to get out of it, dang tata. He went to Muhammad and he saved your father. The Eibush is saved from Sdaim, from the home of Pechus. Sdaim is saved light. Why? Because thanks to Avram. So you owe him a thanks. The Balt, you don't have the middle for Akkar Satoiv. You don't belong in Klai Yisrael. Because the onay from Klai Yisrael is Anuchi Hashem Alekecha. The beginning of Klai Yisrael is Anuchi Hashem Alekecha. Why Hashem would say Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim? The reason why we're not mean that from not getting to Torah. Ad b'chol uvov, chol b'chol nafsh, chol b'chol medecha. Why? Because thank you, Eibush, that you took me out of Mitzrayim. The whole Aleph of Yiddishkeit is only Hakkar Satoiv. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what it's all about. You have to turn around to your friend and say, thanks for doing me this. And you turn around to the Eibush and say, thank you for giving me this. Unze de ganze Yiddishkeit is nishmer al Hakkares HaToyv. And therefore, I'm in a moyev, you have no shaykhes. Now, but Etzim Mitzrim also really shouldn't have any shaykhes. But Mizani Yidden, we have to give Hakkares HaToyv. So, Krasi, Vibald, they were our hosts for 210 years, Vishas HaTchak Farfam, we lived there, we owe them Hakkares HaToyv. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, that's Hazik Beis Amit Beis. Listen to this. Bira dishosis minei, a bird that you drank from it. Like tishdi bei kola, don't throw any mud into it. Rashi says, Dover had nitzel lucha pam achas shuv loy tivazeyu. Something that you had hanor from it, don't ever be mavazit. Where's your karas atoyim? L'chori, there's a bird, there's a big bird, and you drank from it. So l'chori, so what's wrong if you spit inside, and what's the chilek if you take mud and you throw it in? Nay, don't be mavazit. Where's your karas? Are you doiming? The bird doesn't feel anything? So Rabbi Leo Dessler explains, the din of Hakkares HaToyv is a din on you, not only a din on that person that you owe it to him, it's a din on you. If you get a matonah from somebody, you have to say thanks. It's a din on you, and even if the other doesn't feel it, you're mechuyev to express it. Therefore the Chazal tell us in Baba Kamed Tzadik Beis, if you pass by a bird that you drank from it, don't be mevazeh the bird. Don't be mevazeh the bird. Why? Because you owe it Hakkares HaToyv. The Shita of Noir, the Shita Mukabetzes brings a muyev dikamaisu with the lift. The lift, he was a din Torah once. And he was a very, very wealthy person that owned a moyle dike greiser base merchitz. And the person that had was mechuyev to sell his nechos miyod, a tremendous money to somebody else. And he had to sell the base merchitz and sell it and go and redeem it and go pay us up his chayvus. And they went to the god ladur deliv, and deliv was supposed to paskin on this base merchitz. And deliv said, "Nay, I can't paskin." So he asked deliv, "Why can't you paskin? Don't be mash. Figure out how much money it's worth, and let's make out the chesh din moment. It's a halach of a chesh mishpat. It's difficult." They asked deliv, "Zok kashita." Deliv said, "Nay, favos." Deliv said, "Because I use this base merchitz. I had a no from this base merchitz. How could I make this base merchitz feel bad to change its ownership, to sell it, and then who knows what they'll do with it? Give over the ownership from one person to another person. Ich kann es nicht tun." So the mamish teshita, take a look what it means. The lives, godless, the lives, kedushas of the aluf na'yid, hakolas atoyv. I feel it to a doiming. I feel it to a doiming. You ever see many times you see a chair flipped over upside down. A guy will take and step on it. Big deal. Well, who wants a chair? It's a piece of wood. So nishtazay. If you're sitting on the chair, if you sat once in the chair, you owe hakolas atoyv to the chair. The liv didn't want to be pasked this din toida against the Beis Hamerchitz. Why? Because he was nenef from the Beis Hamerchitz. The zelva zachem see medesh tachum apashes vayda. The Eibusher wasn't mitzav Moshe Rabbeinu to hit the Mayim. Favos why didn't he hit the Mayim? Favos of the Eibusher. How could I tell you to hit the Mayim when the Mayim saved your life? The Chayyim was a dosa ton di Mayim mit yena Mayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu said it himself. And Shmoyis Rabban Pashas B'Shalach had said Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be. He said himself. Yeah, how could I change the Nilus into Dam? Favos. Because the Nilus at Megiratu, I was thrown into the Yam at Megiratavit. And L'choyis the Chapela also, because when Moshe would have changed it into Dam, so much Kavod Shemayim would have came out. And the Gevaldike Kiddush Hashem, everybody would have seen the Yad Hashem, the Yod HaChazoka, that the Eibush is Mashkiach over every single drop of water in the Bria. Afal Bikain, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do it. Favos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to water. L'choyis, what's water? Water is water, it's Nishmeh. How does Moshe detect it's a din on Moshe? Moshe's Mechuyim to express his HaKadosh Baruch Hu by filtered water. The Medrash tells us Hadava Noira Mamish Hadava Noira. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu went and he hit the stone, Hot the Eivish Gzok to Moshe, listen to the sloshin. Omana Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, Harei Misela Nasati Libanai. Ich habe gegeben von die Zelle, I gave my children to eat. Pamachas. Favos, weil steht, weil ja nicht keu und wasch mit Zelle. I once gave from stones, I gave honey to my children. Sagt die Ebische Moshe, ein ata kosher lamed al bonai. You know more kosher. You know more kosher to become the manik from Klai Yisrael. Kfar manisi achatachtecho. I have somebody instead of you. Sagt der Alte von Slabotka, moire dick in der Welt. Moshe Rabbeinu, der Raya Mehemna, der Roya Nemon von Klai Yisrael. Die Tate von Klai Yisrael, die Mama von Klai Yisrael, Mamesh, der Rebbe von Klai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, once he hits the stone. Sagt dem Ebische, ooh, you hit the stone? Don't you know this stone once gave my Kinderlach, they gave him to eat Vash? I gave him, Vibati did that? No more. Sorry, you can help me no more. Moshe Rabbeinu, from now you're going to have Yeshua. Ashrek! It's Ashrek! How do you do that to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe, he took down the Torah. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Alisa Bamorin, Shavisa Shevi. Moshe went, he went up, we don't even know what it means. He went up to the Himmel, he was fighting hand to hand combat against Malachim. He gave us the Torah, and he's the Torah. I know Yevorach, Kinosim, Malachim, Ladom. He gave us the ganze Torah, Shabal Peh. Everything we have today, every minute we have, is a dank Moshe Rabbeinu. Zok the Abishter, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, you hit the stone? Ooh, don't you know the stone when you did a Torah with Samana Kindalach? They gave him the Vash? Oh, Vibati did that, I'm sorry. Ain't after kosher, you know more kosher. Vamanisi Achatachtecha, have somebody else, Yeshua Banun, he's the one to take it over. Zog der Alte von Slobodka, look what the Medrash is teaching us. HaKodesh HaToy, wie viel me verlangt von Moshe Rabbeinu zu Tfiya on Moshe? Who else can have such a sharper Tfiya against him? Such a fine Tfiya. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're so great, Moshe, on your level, you should have realized, Zog der Medrash, that a stone you can't hit for no other reason, because the stone once gave the Kinderlach to drink. Vibad, the stone gave Dvash to the Kinderlach. Moshe, how could you hit the stone? And if you hit the stone, you're no longer Roy Lekach to be the manik from Klai yourself. Zog the Alter, what kind of limit is this for us in the Indian Fnach Kodesh HaToiv? Rabbi Yeruchim is some more yidik akashas. Affect as they. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Hanoisim ma'atonu l'chaveru tzorech l'haydiya. Listen to this word. Boys, this is $1 million. Hanoisim ma'atonu l'chaveru, if you give him ma'atonu to his chaveru tzorech l'haydiya. If I give you ma'atonu, I have to tell you, you know what? I'm giving you $1 million. I'm a chuyif to tell you. Affect Rabbi Yeruchim, what kind of thing is that? The halacha is, everybody knows inside Sukkah, the Gemara says, what is the Abish to ask from the other mensch? You have to be a tzenua. You give a guy matoni, you tell him, Antulik, please tell me thank you. What do you mean? A matoni, you give a shtila hate, no one should know. A matoni is a mitzvah, you have to yachak kamoicha. Give the matoni. Veloyoy, the halach is in stock. What's halach is in stock? All the mice in Mesech Teksubis, you'll see all the stories and all the mice we know from Gedidim, how they gave stock that the other person shouldn't even realize. The other person, I heard, I must butt in to tell you this Moriga Maisa. Somebody, I heard a Moriga Maisa, somebody did a Gewaldiga Maisa Chesed in Lakewood. What happened? There's a younger light, Nebuchadnezzar, there's a lot of younger light that don't have any panosa. So a guy told a younger man in Lakewood, you know, I heard there's a Moriga sale. Somebody just now gave a tremendous amount, a belt of cans of food, the ruined cans. Do you want to buy them for $10? I can get the whole thing. You want, I took a lot for myself. Do you want? The guy says, for $10? He said, how many cans? He says, hundreds of cans of food. The guy says, sure, how about I want it? So the guy went. He went over to Maya, the Maya, the food store, and he bought hundreds of cans of food. He went to his ham and he banged them. He bent each one, he made a dent in each one of the cans. He bent them in, so it looked like they were ruined. Meanwhile, the guy could open it from the other side. He came over to the guy. I said, "What a truckload full of cans! A sale!" Because the Maya said, "No one's gonna buy it because they're all ruined cans, and no lady's gonna buy it because they're taking a ruined can." It's a trick in Chesed. Such a really big trick. So you see, in the halachas and stock, you're supposed to be behalted that stock, and the other person shouldn't even realize it. The other person shouldn't feel it. Kup zoktun to gemar and Shabbos Tav Yud. Hanoisim atonu chaveri tzorech ledea. And shulik, I'm giving you a grace of matana. And don't forget to come by and say thank you. Thanks. I had one of my rebbes once. He used to say a joke. He used to come Hanukkah times. He used to say from Litzah, boys, it's not the past that counts; it's the present. We all got the hint. We know what he meant. It's not the past that counts. But I got flicked for matana. Hanoisim atonu chaveri tzorech ledea. Come and zog matan. Stokis, we see it's supposed to be betzina, and that's near alech is against a parish of in the 30. You're supposed to have tznius in every pulu that you do, and when you do a ma'isa chesed avada, zok Rabbi Yeruchim amoyi de gezach, zok razei. There are two different dinim. Stok luchud, matana luchud. Stok and matana are two different halachas. The whole yisod of stokah is ich bin mir and du bist dir. Ich gib dir stokah. I'm chuyif to give it stokah. That I'm chuyif to do like all other mitzvahs in the Torah. Hatznei alachas and Hashem alekecha. Still, only the Eibush should know your pulus. Nobody should know. The less that anybody knows about your pulus, the more schar you'll have. Oh, but matan is an andere zach. Zok Rabbi Yeruchim. A matan the tait is we're going to be friends. So if I give you a matan, you have to tell me thank you, because the whole chetz of a matan is that we should be friends. You have to tell me thank you. You know why? Because that's why I'm giving you the matana. Matana is not stock. Stock is a besundra halacha. Matana is something that I'm giving you. You should tell me thank you. Why? Because now you know I like you, and now you're expressing your thank you, you like me. And that's how we become friends. Zok Rabbi Yeruchim, if the Eibush gives us a bria, the Eibush gives us hand, and the Eibush gives us fist, The Eibusha gives us eyes and he gives us ears and he gives us so much. How much do we owe? Rabbi Ruchim says, if somebody gives you a matana and you don't say thank you, you're a ganav. Because al din matana you mechuyev to tell him. He says it's gezel ubiyotcha. It's gezel in your hands. Because the whole chetz of a matana is that he gives you and you have to say back thank you. Because the whole word of Rashi, I didn't look up the Gemara, but that's what Rashi says over there in Shabbos. It's kedei laharbis, or the Rashi is in Beya. Kedei laharbis ava va'achor between two people. The whole chetz of a matana is when the other person says thank you, that's he make hanois matana lechaveri. If you give a matana, I think it's Gemara in Beya. If you give a matana to a little children, it says in the Gemara, if you give a kid a matana, he should take a little bit from the chocolate and make a little bit greasy on his cheek. The kid should come home. As much as my ankle, what's it does? Or say, Reb Chatzkel gave me a stickle chocolate. Oh, so she'll be very happy. Favos? That lady should owe a curse at Toyf to Chatzkel. It's an important sacha. It brings Avavach van Klaisol. Every person is supposed to give the other person a matona and accept a thank you. Because that makes the Avavach. When we daven, if you take a look at the way we're supposed to daven, just to give you a dugma of Alma, a person has a gelegenheit. What can I tell you? You have a gelegenheit. We have no hasug of us as main toilam haba. But the Chazal say if you do any ma'aseh mitzvah, any pula, any ma'aseh mitzvah that you do, you'll get olam haba. So when you take your hands and you wash until it's yadayim the way you're supposed to, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Geben, Shabbat Shalom, thank you. Elokeinu melech olam the God from the ganze Welt. Asher kidishonu dus mehele gemach, b'mitzvois of adayin, mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, asher kidishonu dus mehele gemach, until it's yadayim, any mitzvah, until it's lulav. Thank you for giving me this chus of just taking a little lulav and esek, and if I shake it, I get olam haba. How much HaKadosh HaTov do we owe the Eibusha that we have a matana, the Torah? Rav Yankiv Galinsky once told us in the Shmuz that the Ponev Yisrov, there was once a Moly to kick Zayda in a certain country, I don't know, I forgot which country it was. And they said they wanted to be mavata that the Yidden can't learn the Torah. And they had to send the Shluchim and Mishlachas from the tremendous Hamid Chachom begging the government to let the Yidden learn the Torah. They shouldn't stop the Limud from Talmud Torah into the schools. And before they went, the Ponev Yisrov held the Drosha. And he said, Rabbeisai, before we go and try to be Masber, the guy, what is Torah? Let us have the Hegish versus Torah. And the Ponevich Rav took out the tefillah, he took out a siddha, poshet the siddha. And he opened it up to Avarab, and he was teaching the words Avarab Avtonu. And Rav Yankiv Galinsky told us the floors were drenched from tears from the gedolim of that room. He was Masber was for a leap shaft, the Yevish Tohot was a tinsky, gave him the Torah. The Chemle gedoli v'seidah chamalta aleinu. Uvi ayid bet v'atoyle yed the Torah, klein yingala. A klein meidala, a tata, a mama, benshin. When they bet in the Yevish of Atoyle, and he gave it over so muddy that they were crying. How much HaKadosh HaTov do we have for everything that the Eibusha gave us? If you would think all the Birchas HaShach, I mean, Mamish, you don't realize it. I remember, you boys, you never knew such a person. Maybe some of you heard about him. A Halik Tzadik, his name is Rameya Feist. In Lakewood, he was somebody in Nishav Kenimadach when he was, I think, 7 years old or 8 years old. Nishav Kenimadach, he got polio. And then from his stomach down, it was all Nishmevi bones. Just a little piece of flesh covering the bones was a Shrek. I used to take that person to the mikvah, so I saw what he looked like. I used to hold him in my hands and be toivel him. And that person didn't have any feet. And I remember every time I used to take him, after I finished toveling him and helping him get dressed, when I used to walk out, I used to have such a bunch of thanks for feet. Thanks that I have feet. You walk, you run, you dance, you laugh, you jump. Yes, people of the Yiddish are people that don't have feet. So I hate to talk about these things. You ever see somebody chas v'shalom that's blind? Somebody that's blind, the Hottish Canadian? Rabbi Shem, thanks that I could see that people never can't hear. Rabbi Shem, thanks that I could hear people never that don't have hands. They vorm aren't v'shleimus. Rabbi Shem, thanks for this and thanks for that. And that's what the Birchas Hashachar. You get up, Baruch Ato Hashem. Thanks, Eibusha. Thanks to give me a heart that I know the difference between Hashanos and Hasefchi. Hasefchi, the Chazal explain one pshat. It means the heart. The Havchem Ben Yomim Ben Loila. Rabbi Shem, thanks for letting me that I'm a Yid. I'm not a Goy. I have a chelik to get Olam Haba. Rabbi Shem, thanks. I'm not an Eved. I'm out of Mitzrayim. I could ding you. I could jump. I could do mitzvahs. Rabbi Shem, thanks for letting Sana Isha that Achnish came for you. I have all the Tayyag mitzvahs. And the lady says, Shasana Ketzainu. Rabbi Shem, thank you because you made me alone. Because when you made Odom Elishin, you said, Nasa Odom Tzalmenu. And the Malachim also stuck the 2 cents, so to speak, into the person of Bavayos. Shasana Ketzainu was only you yourself. You made us. And thanks for the extra Hashkocha, special Hashkocha that you did for us. Bruchat Hashem Pekei Chivrim. And I'm Shmuel Hoyman, it says that a person is supposed to be Mechavim if you wear glasses. I know, so the Abishop, you know, if I lose my glasses, I've been a Chablinder. I can't see one foot in front of me. Just a while ago, before I got these glasses out, I went to the mikveh over in Lakewood, and then my glasses broke. So I didn't know what to do. How am I going to drive back? I have a car. I had to hold one glass over here. One glass like this. I was riding with one. It was a nest. I live a few blocks away. I never would have made it home. One, I had a headache just from that alone. I mentioned glasses. Baruch Ata Hashem Pekei Chivim. Baruch Ata Hashem Al B'Sharum. That people don't have any clothes. Somebody just the other day came over to me. He asked me if I should speak to the head of Tat. Why? Because there's a Psabach in Lakewood that Nebuchadnezzar has a Tzidisna coat. He doesn't have, it's cold outside. He doesn't have a good warm coat. Maybe I should speak to the head of Tat. Maybe first. still winter time. Let's get him a good warm coat for the winter half, for this year, for next year. Thank the Ebershter, you have clothes. There are people that the Ebershter are upbeaten. I want to visit somebody. Ah, Sarai's the heart. One of my friends, Nebuchadnezzar's father, was Nifter. When I went to be Nechem Avelim, he told me, come to the other room, speak to my brother Yudi. I remember his brother Yudel, Mamash from Yoren Tzadik. He was a member who was pulling him in the morning. He went on a car ride together with a few people, Bochrim. I don't know who was driving, and I don't remember the story. It's not really in the game. They crashed into a garbage truck, was pulling him early in the morning, and a few of them died, and he was the one that lived. But he's paralyzed. He's totally paralyzed. He's laying in his bed. And he told me they took the father, in the oil. The kid knows everything. He knows everything in his mind. But he can't do anything. He's just paralyzed. His eyes are like glassy and old. He goes, he can't do anything. And his hands and his feet. He's staying in his bed. It's about 15 years. The kid is laying in his bed. I remember when Yudel used to run around, make a lot of noise. But now he's paralyzed, totally paralyzed. That's it. Yevish's on bench. He's having a full shleim. His father was a big tzaddik. And now his mamish, I think today or tomorrow, is the shleishim of his father. And the schus of his father's meisim toivim. He's having a full shleim. But we say, Beluch atah Hashem, zoykif kefufim. Beluch atah Hashem, matasum. Thanks to the Bnei Shalom, we owe it to the Yevus. It's Hakadosh Atoyv. It's the Aleph from Yiddishkeit. The Aleph from Yiddishkeit. The Nuri Hashem Lekecha Favos Hashem Tzisicha Metz Mitzrayim. Thank the Yevus for everything you have. Chas v'Shalom, if it's taken away, it's a Shrega Pachad. The Chazal tell us in on the pasuk V'Odim Ayin Ba'Oretz. Listen to this. It says in Bereishis, Kapitel Beis, pasuk Hey. It says V'Odim Ayin Lavidas Adoma. The Yevus didn't make anything rain. Didn't make any rain yet. Why? Until the Eibishter made everything created, did destroy him everything in the earlier days, in the fourth day after, or in the fifth day. But he didn't make anything grow out from the ground. Why? Because the only way you can grow is only if there's rain. But there's Zok Rashi, but there's no one to say thank you. V'adam ayin ba'oritz, there's no person to come to be market to toiv Zok Rashi. Because if the person would be market toiv, then the Eibishter could do it. Zok Rashi, nefisha adam ayin lavidas adoma vein market b'tervos and shol gshomim. The Eibishter doesn't give him a ton unless the person says thank you. You know the maral holds, it's the chiddush noira. The maral holds, you're not allowed to do a favor to a person if he's not going to be makatoif. Because the whole chepz of matan is, I give you matan, you say thank you. It brings the ava v'achva. The Eibush the kenish machin, that everything grow, we can bring shomim, because there's no other mission to say thank you. It's a moide de kapshat, but that's what Rashi says. The Chazal tells us, kol hanashoma tahal yom bereshis rabbi yadalit says. What does it mean, kol hanashoma tahal yom? Al kol nishima nishima, every time you breathe, you owe the Eibush the thanks. There are people that can't breathe. I saw a person living on oxygen tanks, and if Chas V'Shalom they were taking away the oxygen from the guy's mouth, he would have died until he ended up getting rid of full shleim, and the person couldn't breathe. I'll call on the Shoma Tahal Kol, and I'll call Neshima Neshima, you're supposed to be Tahal Kol. What can I tell you? I don't like to talk about this, about a younger man, a very tired mensch that was nifted in Lakewood, Shep Gershberg. I don't know if you boys knew him. Somebody, a wonderful, sweet person, such a good neshama. And my only shaykhus I had to the persons when I used to go for tztokas, he always used to give me a lot of money for tztokas. Mamish, a lot of money for tztokas. Anytime I asked him, he told me, come again, don't be hesitant, come again. I remember the last time, Taka, when I came to his house for tztok, I was there together with my shvogan. So a different person came inside, mamish, a person without a yarmulke, they first gave me a yarmulke. The guy was hobbling in, and Shep told his wife, give him some orange juice. And he told him, listen, is there anything I can sit down, let me give you something to drink. He said, this guy always keeps coming to my house, and I always give him to eat. He was such a mighty dicker person. What happened to Shep? Just Sunday, what happened? He took a shower, and right after the shower, was about 12, 1 o'clock, all of a sudden he got a heart attack, and Ebuchadnezzar was nifter. It was a shrek, a younger man, 41 years old, a tired mensch. He used to tell, I remember Shep told me, Mitzlangiyoh, he told me he used to bench in Lulav and Essig and of Aaron's, because he was always in Lakewood. He was born here, Dachza. So he used to make a brochen of Aaron's Lulav and Essig. He was a person, was a ben toide, he was out there, he was a lawyer, but he was a ben toide, he was kavei, eat them every day for toide. He used to learn with the younger man in Yeshiva Taplin. And mitamol ein minut, the person, if I yell it ain't ill, the person's nifta. And his kid cried, those that went to the Levaya. And this young, it hurts me so much to say, a kid was crying at the end, the Letz the Drasha. He says, Daddy, I love you. And the kid was crying, I'll miss you forever. A kid cries. A kid 15 years old is crying, he'll never see his father. Tatrias Amesim, the kid in vain. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu time do we have that we're alive? Anything could happen to anybody. Kuril HaNeshama to HaLaka. Every neshima, if you have life, we owe the Eibush HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one's forlanging from anybody to become Moshe Rabbeinu overnight. But just at least when we daven to say the Eibush, thanks Eibush, you gave me hands, you gave me feet, you gave me eyes. Rabbeinu, thanks, you gave me a nose, you gave me teeth, and you gave me ears. You let me run around, I could play basketball, I could have a good time, I could do this and I could do that, and I could eat. Some people are crying, they can't eat all foods, they can't eat sweet things, they can't eat this. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu do we owe Eibush? You know, I'm moving because I have to tell you this. You know, in Shailas of Shuvah, the Shemaim was one of the Shoyim every night he used to go to sleep, he used to send his chaloimis. Ayde chaloim used to frek shalis to the bezin shamayla. So listen to the shalis. There's a whole safe on this. It's called shalis v'shuvas min shamayim. It's shalis that he asked the himmel. And one of the shalis he says, Rabbeinu shalolim, I'm asking the bezin shamayla. What's the halacha? Does the person say asheyotza every time he goes to the bathroom? Or you say it only one time? For instance, we say Lakai Neshama Shana Satabi, we only say it once. We thank Yevon for Neshama only for once. Ashana Salasech Bila Havamayev, we only say it once. Birch Sashacha. Or the Gefek Rabbani Shem, what's the halacha? Do I have to say Ashi Yotze every time I go to the bathroom? Or do I say it once like all Birch Sashacha? So he says, they answer him from Himmel. Dalit Tzrich and Lehoidois. There are four people that have to say Hoidor. The Echad Mehem Choydish Shana Srape. A Choydish that gets better. You know, I don't want to talk about these things, but I'm sure you boys learn biology. You learn these things a little bit about your chemistry from your body. Do you know if a person, chas v'shalom, doesn't go to the base hakisa, he dies? Do you know why? There's poisons in his body. The body takes in a certain amount of food, and from that it gets the chiyus, the way the Eibishter havekishtel developed. And afterwards, it must release the rest, because otherwise the person will be poisoned. If a kid doesn't use the radu, the basic, he said, they have to look how many aces to out of the person. A chav of mine told me, mamish my night said, chavrusa. He told me that he once didn't feel when I don't want to say these things, but and he told me he couldn't go for a long time, so he went to the stipler for a bracha. You know what the stipler did? He told me this. He told me two nights ago this. He told me the stipler took out a piece of paper, wrote a prescription. He told me the exact spelling of the word, an Israeli type of a product. He said, this is a laxative, fierce. He told him, fierce, go to the drugstore and take it. The stipler, the good ladur, my chav had enough seichel to go to the stipler for a bracha. Then afterwards he went to a doctor. The stipler, for his mate, the chassid showed him a person can't use the base hakisei. So if everything by us and the ganze system works good, don't we owe the Eibishter a hakoros hatoyv? Wash your hands like a mensch when you go outside from the base hakisei. And thank the Eibishter, you don't have to shtoz chavek with your geitel and say, we're not on that level. There are people that do that, we're not on that level. But at least know that you're telling the Eibishter thank you. Thanks that I can release the poisons from my body. There are people that can't do it, they mamish, they die. Chas v'shalom, I don't want to, two of my rabbeim, they told me they had once a, maybe I shouldn't even talk about this, they had a problem that they couldn't urinate, they couldn't release the merag lion, and the yisurim that they had, the person told me in his life he never had such yisurim. He said afterwards when the doctor came with a ganze meise with a tube and they took it out of his body, he said the birchas hashiyotze they said it was he never said in his life. 25 needles doesn't equal to that. He realized hakoros hatoyv that the whole system works. How much hakoros hatoyv is the alav beis na'yid, the alav beis na'yid is the chumzer anuich Hashem lekecha favos Hashem tzitzicha meitzim tzaim. No other reason outside hakoros hatoyv. Not because of any kabbalah, not because of anything. The yid understands hakoros hatoyv. And Amon Amoyev doesn't understand it, therefore they can't come to Klai Yisrael. Avraham Avinu knows HaKadosh HaToyv, Moshe Rabbeinu knows HaKadosh HaToyv, all the tzaddikim knew HaKadosh HaToyv. And those are the chilek tzvishna yidin and the goy. The Alter von Keln tells us, how much is a person supposed to be Makat Toiv? You realize Amon Amoyev, this was years later. Hundreds of years later, there's still a time, why don't you remember the Grace of Zayda, the Zayda Avraham, the Tira Moyev, Toiv, your great, 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 great grandfather. So the Alta, how much, what kind of limit is that for us? Mizani doch Yidden, and a Yid is Yemaketoiv. So the Alta asks, are we ever Maketoiv anything to our parents? Are we ever Maketoiv anything to your grandparents? Are you Maketoiv to the great grandparents? What was Vos? I don't even know the names Vos Ven. You have to know what they did and be Maketoiv to them. It comes the yard side, prava the yard side. Learn Mishnayis for them and give them a Moritika cover that they deserve. If you think about it, what can I tell you? When you pass by a toll booth and a guy gives you change, do you say thank you? Close the crazy radio if it happens to be on, and you pass by, you're a yid, you have a yarmulke, so tell the person thank you. HaKadosh HaTorah to a goy, that's what the Shulchan Aruch has taught us. A different thing, the mailman brings you the mail. It's a cold day outside. He tells me, hey, how do you do it? Isn't it freezing? Just thanks a lot for bringing the mail. Just a simple thing, you can make the mailman feel good. A policeman that goes by, just say hi. Why can't you do such a thing? It's such a money that they'll never forget it. They'll mamash never forget it. The one that cleans up, a custodian, a janitor, he's a goy, he cleans up. Say thanks once the guy, say thank you to a guy who does you a toilet, even if he gets paid, even if Avraham Avinu paid them, and Avraham Avinu was in the seal of Kimbis Achenu, you know Rab Chaim Bliske, you know that? Rab Chaim Bliske, when he used to, after he used to finish davening, there was a certain place where there was a cook, they used to cook for Yeshiva Light in Volozhin. Rab Chaim Bliske used to go after davening, he went over to the cook of the Yeshiva Light, and he said, V'chamis, that's a kodes ha-toyv. Chaim Bliske. The guy's the cook. Tell me, you boys say thank you to Amram. Amram works for you. Okay, Amram gets paid. Okay, it has nothing to do with it. You owe him a thank you. Why don't you say thanks a lot, Amram? Why don't you say that? Make the person feel good. You owe it him. Hakadosh Atoy, Madoch, you owe to a goy, Abadi Koshkin, you owe to Amram, the one that gives you to eat. A different thing, let me give you an example. Let me tell you this. I'm willing to bet, somebody to do this pool. If you do this pool, you do a gewaldike chesed. I'm just giving you a dugma ba'alma, a dugma she bedugma. If you would take out a pen and paper, I write, dear Rabbi Shera, I want to thank you for everything you're doing for the Yidden and Bafat, for our yeshiva that wouldn't end from the money that you raised through the Aguda. I'm not saying you should become an Aguda member. But that man works day and night for Klal Yisrael. How many thank you letters do you think that person gets? How many people tell him thank you? So I'm not saying you're good if you want. You could be a Satma, you could be a Belzer, you could be a Babich, or whatever you want. But you are being nena from somebody that's worth killing himself day in and day out for all the yeshivas in the world. All the, on the world. Let's talk about America. Let's talk about Adelphia, Lakewood. through all the government money. It's a thanks to the Agudah. Why don't you take out your pen? It's such a simple pula to do. Dear Rabbi Sharon, simple bach in Adelphi, any way you want. I just don't write. Kalman Krohn told me to write this letter. Thanks a lot. You just write a normal letter. Thanks. Just express. You feel so awkward. How could I say thank you to Moshe Sharon? Like, who is he anyway? Oh, why am I mechuyav to say that? It doesn't work that way. You owe hakaras hatoyv to anybody that does you a toyv. I just happened on a dugma, just a simple example of hakaras hatoyv. A different thing. Did you ever think about writing a letter to your parents, besides, Ma, please send me money in a hurry, here, send it in the mail, oh, whatever it is, I need to write over the shliach, he's come. Did you ever write a thank you? I say a thank you. Your mother hagets a chavek to make a Shabbat suda, she prepares the ganze Friday, and she prepared to make the suda to everybody, to have the suda from the Heilige Shabbos. And after you finish, did you ever go to your mother, Ma, thanks? Did you ever help clean up the table to help your mother in that way, expressing thank you? For your grandparents, did you ever write, you know how much your grandparents went through, those that still have the grandparents, they went through and what they went through their lives, and then they went until they married off the children. You happen to be an anical. Don't you think you owe them just a simple letter? I wish I had my Zaydan Baba life. Let me tell you, now I'm getting a little bit older. I get a little bit more seichel. That's the way it goes. The seichel comes with the shonim. I wish my father was alive. Just I should be able to thank him. How could I thank my father for it? It's impossible. There's no words I should thank my father. Believe what I owe my father. Everything that I owe him. All the tzaddis that I gave him. How much did I owe him a thank you? But now my father's not alive. I have no way to express it. I could only express it to my mother's Zayin Gezun. My older brother, Pesach, he supports me. I owe him a thank you. I make sure I call him. I ride him. I make sure my kids ride him. And he calls them. Why? Because I owe him a karas hatoyv. The person helps me. There's nothing to talk about. Any person that helps you, you owe him a mordidika karas hatoyv. Let me use a different example. Rav David's not here. So let me speak about Rav David. You know what Rav David is doing for you. Do you know how many times we speak together late, late at night when all your boys are sleeping? And he says, what's going to be with this book? And I ask him, Rav David, what's with this book? I see that this book is not the way it's supposed to be. This book used to have one hat and jacket, something is this, and his yarmulke is like this, and this, and his bothers me, and his friend is no good, and this book complained to me about this and that. What's going to be with this book? I'm not on the scene. I'm only here once a week, and I run. As soon as I finish, I run. Rav David is here day and night. He kills himself for Yad Tzlocha. And so many years, the Abish is on bench invited. So many years, how much HaKadosh HaTov the old Rav David? I don't mean by coming to his house and put him in and you know, throwing mustard on the wall. That's not HaKadosh HaTov. Don't come to your rebbe's and make vil ked and put him and hurt him in front of his wife and in front of his children. Do nalash hazachin. How much do you owe to Rabbi Ruchim? Rabbi Ruchim made for you this Adelphia. Let me tell you, this is a turning point in your life. You know, Adelphia is something that you'll never forget. I remember my high school years. It's a turning point in your life. It's something you have friends and you have Rabbeim. You remember, it's mamash a happy time in your life. You have no shibudim. You're not married. You're just, you're free. You're having a good time day and night. You owe a murdik. Do you ever go over to Rabbi Ruchim? Thanks, Rabbi. You feel like an idiot. How can I go to Rabbi Ruchim? He'll tell me. How can I go tell him anything? But it's not that way. Express it once with a letter. One thing. At least clean up the place. At least express it in some way. If it's hard for you to go over, you feel like a grease ball. You don't want to go over to him and tell him thank you. Go, oh, here comes the chinyot. But any way you could express it, any way, the way, the level you are, express your hakaras hatoyv to anybody that there is. It's very, very late, but I must be misaying this. The Akedah tells us, im hakaras hatoyv tivatul, if hakaras hatoyv will be batul, al ma ha'oylem oymed, of vos vetevelt shtein. There's no mid in the veld, any other mid, even if there's such a mid, there's balei gaiven, there's this haveri and haveri, the veld can shtein. Of the Akedah tells us, it's one of the Rishonim, the early Rishonim, he says, that if HaKadosh HaTov will be the Vatel, the Welt can't stand. The ganze Zach is totally in HaKadosh HaTov. The Talmud Devarim tells us that one of the most important Eitzes, for a person to do tshuva and keep him away is the inyu from HaKadosh HaTov. A person should be Makar Tov, Moiridik, what the Eibusha gave him so many years, the Eibusha gave him, the ganze gives him such good Zach. The whole Chovis Avovis is Miyusin on Shar B'china. A Shar B'chin is a whole Shar just telling you, explaining you, Eva by Eva, what the Eibusha gives you, and how you have to thank the Eibusha with all the Eivonim of your body. Betzim, it's already almost 9:35, and I wanted to tell you, Maisa Nifla, but he always said it's very late, I don't want to be Mayrechem, Bli Nedav will be Mashlem, the next time I'll tell you the Maisa that I had now.